Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld declared today that major combat activity in Afghanistan has ended and that U.S. forces in that country will now concentrate on providing security and promoting reconstruction. The announcement today in Kabul came hours before President Bush planned to declare that combat has concluded in Iraq. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Kabul.
Secretary Rumsfeld said that he, President Bush, and General Tommy Franks had concluded that the progress made so far in the war on terror in Afghanistan warranted what he called a shift in emphasis in the U.S. military's mission here.
The bulk of this country today is permissive, it's secure. It is clear that that's the case by virtue of the fact that we see people returning to their country from all across the globe in large numbers. They're saying that the circumstance here is something they want to be a part of, and that's a good thing.
But Secretary Rumsfeld stopped short of declaring outright victory against the remnants of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda still operating in the country.
I should underline, however, that there are still dangers. There are still pockets of resistance in certain parts of the country, and we will be continuing as a country to work with the Afghan government and the new Afghan National Army to see that the any areas where there is resistance to this government and to the coalition forces will be dealt with promptly and efficiently.
Secretary Rumsfeld also said that the U.S. military would be expanding its provincial reconstruction teams. The PRTs, as they're known, are joint military-civilian teams currently operating in three locations. Their mission is to help provide security and at the same time help in local reconstruction efforts. It's not clear how many additional teams will be created or their composition. An aide to Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai said he did not expect the number of U.S. troops in the country to change significantly as a result of the new focus in the U.S. mission. President Karzai welcomed Secretary Rumsfeld's announcement, but acknowledged there was still much work ahead to ensure Afghanistan's stability.
Afghanistan has gone through 30 years of anarchy, war, and instability. The consequence of that is the considerable weakening of the institutions that govern any state. Have we achieved something from last December till today? Yes. Is it enough? No. Should we do more? Yes, a lot more has to be done.
Secretary Rumsfeld's description of the security environment overall as permissive and secure is one that is disputed by some aid organizations. Many complain bitterly about the lack of security, especially in the south of the country, where Taliban and Al-Qaeda forces have been more active since the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Just over a month ago, a Red Cross worker was murdered near Kandahar. A Taliban commander with ties to the Taliban's fugitive leader, Mullah Omar, claimed responsibility. Several other incidents and threats to foreign workers have led many NGOs to withdraw some or all of their foreign staff from the south. Some also complain that the military's provincial reconstruction teams blur the line between what armies and aid agencies are supposed to do. Many aid groups would prefer that the U.S. military take a more active role in providing security and leave the humanitarian work to them. But at the end of the day, few here are likely to object to a greater U.S. security presence in the country overall. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kabul.